This is the brief on three statutory clocks shaping American AI policy this week. So, you know, right now, American AI policy isn't being driven by grand sweeping debates. We're seeing it driven by hard deadlines and ticking clocks. First, what happens when a politician just lets the clock run out? Take Hawaii SB 3001, requiring chatbots to disclose they aren't human. Lead author Senator Jarrett Kehoe Kalole sent it to Governor Josh Green, who didn't sign or veto it. Because of his silence, under Article 3, Section 16 of the state constitution, it automatically becomes law on July 15th. The brilliance here? Sometimes doing literally nothing is the ultimate winning strategy. Second, while waiting worked in Hawaii, some businesses absolutely can't afford to wait for Washington. On June 23rd, CEO Arthur Rothrock filed Legion Legal Tech, the United States, docket DDC 1.26 CV 2025, against the Commerce Department over AI restrictions. It's before Judge Richard Leon with a preliminary injunction hearing the week of July 27th. When the government issues a vague directive by letter, filing a lawsuit is kind of like slamming a giant timer on a federal judge's desk to force a real answer. Finally, we know courts can force an agency's hand, but what happens when Congress sets a timer? Freshman Representative Sam Liccardo sent a bipartisan House letter to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, demanding the legal basis for those restrictions. Liccardo set a firm deadline, Friday, June 26. It expired with zero response. Does a congressional deadline even matter if an agency can just ghost them? Lutnick actually had time to write privately to an AI company that same day, just not to Congress. Ultimately, the future of AI isn't just about who writes the rules, but who controls the calendar.